Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Best for you, depending on what you would like to do with your particular home. How is your car title set up? All of these different things that you have of what do you want done with these assets at the time of your passing. So a lot of times we talk about these physical assets with titles, but then it also goes to what do you want done with your personal property? Is there anything that you want specifically given to someone at the time of your passing? Did it mean something? Do you want to give it back to the person that gave it to you? Did it mean something maybe to a grandchild of it? Was something really important that would have a really good memory for them? So even if you're going to keep those items, which you can keep, there's nothing that says that you should get rid of them, is just think about what do you want to do with those items? Do you want all your grandchildren to have something that you collected? Well, do you want to wait until you're passing to give it to them? Or do you potentially want to see the joy in their face of giving it to them when you're still alive? So just something to kind of think about, review, what do you have and what do you want to happen with it on the day that you pass away? So look at your accounts. Are they going to the people you want them to go to? Are the objects in your house going to be going to the people that you want them to go to? Nothing says give it to anyone today. But sit down, think about it, because it's going to make it a lot easier on your family going forward of they don't have to maybe go see probate. They don't have to go to court. They don't have to do these different things because you just simply sat down, figured things out. Where are my assets going to go? How do I set my assets up before I have to apply for Medicaid so that my kids potentially might be able to get something from me either financially or physically before the nursing home steps in? Because at the time that the nursing home steps in, they have a chance to go back and do a look back on your assets and then recollect some of those if you divested in an improper way. But if you want some things to go to your kids, you know, figure out how can you set up your accounts in such a fashion that you can still go to a nursing home and receive a good level of care, but allow your kids to still have some money at the time of your passing, even if you end up on Medicaid. So there's different things that you can do, but you have to sit down and review ahead of time. If you're going to go on Medicaid in 2 months, there's nothing that anyone's going to help you to do to protect that money from the nursing home. But if you sit down, take some time, review it, there's ways that you can set up accounts, set up trusts, either revocable or irrevocable, and there's different attorneys that can help you out with these things to protect your assets, to allow them to go to your next of kin if you want that to happen. You don't have to have it happen. Sometimes there's reasons to legally not do it that way. But just sit down, have that conversation. What do you have? Is it protected in the fashion that you want it to be protected?
Pretty important because your kids might not know what you actually have. You know, maybe itemize some of those things and label them as well.
Absolutely. Itemize them. Make a list of this is where I bank so they can find it out. I'm just going to look at my own grandmother. My grandma was Margaret Slaney, and it was always a running joke in the family. If you went to her house and you turned over any item in her house, there was a name on the bottom of it. She put a sticker on the bottom of everything in her house that this is who got it at the time of her death. So if you went to her house, you knew which grandchild or child was getting anything in that house because that lady was very, very organized to the point it actually became kind of a joke of she's so organized, everyone knows where everything in the house is going to go at the time of death. So you can go to that extreme. And we actually, as a family, had a good time with it because it was funny of who was getting what, why wasn't this one getting this? And it just became kind of a family joke and something that we smiled about of, hey, if you go to grandma's house, you ought to see who's getting that thing over in the corner. So you can be as organized as that. No problem at all.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit PrattFuneralService.com.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Stronger warning labels are needed on alcohol. That's the finding of the Surgeon General, says ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
Warning label on alcoholic beverages hasn't changed since 1988. It warns of the risk of birth defects if pregnant women consume alcohol and says consumption impairs one's ability to drive and operate machinery. The message also vaguely warns of health problems, but the Surgeon General now says the label should explicitly call alcohol use a cause of cancer, similar to the warnings on packs of cigarettes.
A change would require an act of Congress. Today's the first day of the new Congress. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's confident he will win the vote to stay on as Speaker. President Biden followed through with his pledge to block Japanese company Nippon Steel's takeover of U.S. Steel. He cites risks to national security and critical supply chains. The FBI's notified law enforcement agencies to be on the lookout for potential copycats after the New Year's truck attack in New Orleans killed 14 people. This is ABC News. Russia says so far President-elect Trump's team has offered nothing interesting in proposals for ending the war in Ukraine. That word from Russia's permanent UN representative, who was speaking to Russian-run TV today. Trump has said he could settle the war in one day. Apple's going to pay $95 million to settle a lawsuit that accuses its Siri assistant of eavesdropping. The proposal would end the case that claims the virtual assistant spied on users even if they did not activate it by saying the words, "Hey Siri." Lawsuit alleged Apple shared some of the conversations with advertisers. U.S. owners of Apple products could receive up to $100. Handing out the Golden Globe Awards on Sunday, Baby Reindeer's up for multiple awards, including Best Limited Television Series.
Martha, can you let go of my hand now, please? Martha, please let go!
Don't you dare!
Top nominee in film is the Spanish-language musical Emilia Perez. It's up for 10 awards. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 20, a low of 4 tonight, and then Saturday 17, Sunday 19 degrees. Currently at WRCO on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, we're at 14 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
I ain't no preacher and I ain't no judge. I'm straight and narrow.
savor the flavor with Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Your mind. try us again. If I really believed there was some future in it, I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't, but I want to. But it's best if I don't, though I'd like to. I love you enough that I'm letting you go. I love you so much that I'm telling you no. I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't. I would if I could, I do. If I could, but I can't, so I won't, but I want to.
Ernest featuring Lainey Wilson on WRCO, and I would if I could. Looking out my little window today, I was, oh, it looks like nice and sunny out there. Roll up your sleeves. And then I look at the thermometer, and it says 14 degrees. Okay, well, the sun's out anyway. The Rotary Club, thanks everyone for your help yesterday in helping to clean up after Rotary Lights, getting some of the extension cords put away and those kind of things. But they are still working today, and they will be until 4 o'clock or so. They could use some help, so if you can stop by and help them for a few minutes, they would greatly appreciate that today. Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone. It's the half-price sale happening now at Mr. G's. Buy any item at regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half price. Hurry in to save big. This amazing deal even includes items already on sale. But don't wait. Special orders and layaways are not included. The sale ends Sunday at 3 p.m. Mr. G's is open today until 7:30 p.m. Don't miss these incredible savings. Head to Mr. G's now.
Choose Mr. G's.
This holiday season, Meyer Oil and LP is reflecting on the incredible support they've received. They wish all their customers joy, peace, and a wonderful new year.
Carl here from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. Here's to a joyous holiday season and a safe new year. Warmest wishes from our family to yours.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Get ready for some fun and support a great cause. The Richland Center Rodeo Committee is hosting its 11th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center. Featuring two shifts, the first at 11 and the second at 2. The cost to bowl will be just $15, and you can sign up at the Phoenix Center now. This exciting tournament is a vital fundraiser for the Rodeo Committee as it gears up for the 2025 Rodeo Finals happening June 13th through the 15th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Come out, have fun, and support the Richland Center Rodeo Committee. They thank you for your continued support. Again, the 8-pin tap bowling tournament, which is the 11th annual, will be held Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center with shifts at 11 and 2.
A&W Restaurant thanks their customers for making this year so special. They wish you a season of joy and look forward to creating more memories together in 2025.
This holiday season, Tri-County Building Supply thanks their loyal customers for an amazing year. They send warm wishes for a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
The Village of Muscadet and Mushroom Fest celebrates the holiday season by thanking their loyal customers. Here's to a joyful Christmas and a prosperous start to 2025 for everyone.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Thanks for joining us on WRCO Radio. This is Faith Hill.
Well, it's a long way from Star, Mississippi to the big stage I'm singing on tonight. And sometimes the butterflies still get me when I'm in the spotlight. And some people seem to think that I've changed, that I'm different than I was back then. But in my soul, I know that I'm the same way that I've really always been. 'Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways just 'cause everybody knows her name.
time. It's like she knows I'm lonely. Rolls up when wine is gone, like a record on replay. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my pretty little poison. My heart.
Zeters, that was one of the most played country songs of this past year. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, where I think it might be frozen, still saying 14 degrees. Anyway, 10:30, Daily Dose time.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. Dennis Waitley, famed motivational expert, is best known for his Psychology of Winning program. He begins his lectures with his own version of Edgar A. Guest's poem, Sermons We See. He calls it, I'd rather watch a winner. It goes, I'd rather watch a winner than hear one any day. I'd rather have one walk with me than merely show the way. The eye's a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but example is always clear. And the best of all the coaches are the ones who live their creeds. For to see the good in action is what everybody needs. I can soon learn how to do it if you'll let me see it done. I can watch your hands in action, but your tongue too fast may run. And the lectures you deliver may be very wise and true, but I'd rather get my lessons by observing what you do. For I may misunderstand you and the high advice you give, but there's no misunderstanding how you act and how you live. I'd rather watch a winner than hear one any day. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it.
Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically, but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org, rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
It's a new year, and you have the chance to focus on you. Take the opportunity to treat yourself to something amazing and come into Macy's this weekend for great deals on wardrobe superstars like 20 to 30% off Karl Lagerfeld, Levi's, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. While you're at it, get back into a healthy routine with new gear from Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And your New Year's resolutions? Oh, you have plenty of time to figure them out. But these deals are going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
Don't forget, you can find all of your craft supplies at the Creative Outlet. This week, you will get 50% off all individual scrapbooking papers until January 4th.
Season's greetings from Rick Morgan at the Richland Center Landfill. Your trust makes everything we do possible. Wishing you a holiday season as wonderful as you are.
What's someone as beautiful as you?
We are rolling right on into this new year, are we not? Welcome to 2025 and the Pure American Country Radio Minutes. I'm Bill Cody. Thomas Rhett's often said that he and his wife Lauren want lots of kids. Right now, they're up to four daughters, and recently, he told People magazine, now that their youngest Lily is three, I quote, "This season that we're in right now is a really fun season. Our kids are just getting older, and it's a lot easier to go on dates." So does this mean Thomas and Lauren are done growing their family, or could more kids be in their future?
You never hear somebody in their 60s be like, "I wish I'd had less kids." No one ever says that. And so I think for me and Lauren, we're trying to figure out, like, although it would be hard now to add another one or two more or whatever, but I know that time will go by so fast, and at some point there could be five or six children sitting at our Thanksgiving table. So it's not out of the question. I think we're trying to figure out when.
Congratulations, buddy. Just recently celebrated yet another number one in his career with Beautiful As You with Thomas Rhett. I'm Bill Cody. That's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. What stands in the way of you paying less for your homeowner's insurance? It's the time it takes to shop and then compare all the options. Face it, we all hate shopping insurance. Let Pure American Insurance do it. We shop over 30 top insurance brands. More options equal more savings. Visit PureAmericanInsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
So I guess it's over, baby, deja vu again. Who'd have thought that time don't stop, and somehow, girl, the world keeps spinning, and guess I'll turn myself into a solitary man. Ain't like I'm the only one that's in the shoes that I am. Do you hear that? I'm right back at the sound of a lonely calling. Do you hear that? It's where I'm at. It's the sound of the teardrops falling down. Down.
Thomas Rhett, Crash and Burn. That's what I do about this time of day. Need another ski and a donut to get me going again. Anyway, we have some great tunes along the way today on this Friday, which seems like a Tuesday, but it's a good Tuesday because it's actually Friday. And we head toward the weekend and some great weekend programming. We'll have another high school game on the air tonight. Richland Center hosts Dodgeville and area girls basketball. Should be a good even matchup. Pregame time 7:15 or so, sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports.
Well, I've got a good friend who's got a good life. He's got two pretty children and a real nice wife. Yet he never seems quite satisfied. Well, I said I know what's on your mind, but you better think about it before you cross that line. The grass ain't always greener on the other side. What you gonna do when the new wears off and the old shines through? And it ain't really love and it ain't really lust. You ain't anybody anyone's gonna trust. Then what? Where you gonna turn when you can't turn back for the bridges you burned? And fate can't wait to kick you in the butt. Then what? Whoa, then what? Well, I ain't saying that looking's a crime. Well, I've done my share from time to time. That don't mean that you gotta take that leap. When you're standing on the brink, before you jump, you gotta step back and think. There's a price for every promise you don't keep. Whoa, then what? What you gonna do when the new wears off and the old shines through? And it ain't really love and it ain't really lust. You ain't anybody anybody's gonna trust. Then what? Where you gonna turn when you can't turn back for the bridges you've burned? And they can't wait to kick you in the butt. Then what? Whoa, then what? What you wish, it's your life, but remember this, there's bound to be some consequences, sneaking under other fences. Well, then what you gonna do when the new wears off and the old shines through, and it ain't really love and it ain't really lust, you ain't anybody anybody's gonna trust. Then what, where you gonna turn when you can't turn back for the bridges you burned, and fate can't wait to kick you in the butt? Then what? Whoa, then what? You're mine.
Coming up here on WRCO Radio, a flashback as we look back at today's celebrity birthdays. Here's Mark Chestnut.
Out on the highway, a lot of pretty girls go by, but none have been right up until today. I would never settle down, but you keep coming around, and your love is a miracle. It's spiritual. Got here just in time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible even to a heart that's blind like mine. A lot of people telling lies, looking right in your eyes. And up until tonight, I was always on the prowl, but now I'm settling down. 'Cause your love is a miracle. It's spiritual.
test of time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible even to a heart that's blind like mine. What you're doing to me, everyone can see that you're everything I need. 'Cause your love is a miracle. It's very spiritual. Got here just in time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible even to a heart that's blind like mine.
Mark Chestnut on Country and Community, WRCO Radio. Well, celebrities born on this very day, the 3rd of January, and they include singer-songwriter Van Dyke Parks, who is 82, singer Stephen Stills is 80, bassist John Paul Jones, Led Zeppelin, turns 79, actress Victoria Principal turns 75, actor Jason Marsden is 50, and actress Danica McKellar. See her on lots of Hallmark and Great American Family movies these days. I remember her as Winnie Cooper on The Wonder Years. She turns 50. Singer-songwriter, American Idol contestant Kimberly Locke turns 47 as well on the 3rd of January.
Season's greetings from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. We hope your holidays are merry and your travels are safe. Best wishes for the new year.
It's the half-price sale happening now at Mr. G's. Buy any item at regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half price. Hurry in to save big. This amazing deal even includes items already on sale. But don't wait. Special orders and layaways are not included. The sale ends Sunday at 3 p.m. Mr. G's is open today until 7:30 p.m. Don't miss these incredible savings. Head to Mr. G's now.
Choose Mr. G's.
This holiday season, Cardinal Glass CG is reflecting on the incredible support they received. They wish all of their customers joy, peace, and a wonderful new year. The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center. Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There's a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland. Simpson's Tractor with sales, service, and rental can be just what you need to stay on track this year. Simpson Tractor has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer, today.
Does J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets, or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, J.J. Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
On an icy road one night, a young man loses his life. They marked the shoulder with a cross, and his family gathers round on a piece of hallowed ground. Their hearts are heavy with their loss. As the tears fall from their eyes, there's one who always sympathize. God only cries for the living, 'cause it's a living that are left to carry on. And all the angels up in heaven, they're not grieving, 'cause they faces, 'cause they're in a better place than they've ever known. God only cries for the living, 'cause it's the living that are so far from home. It still makes me sad and I think of my granddad. I miss him each and every day, but I know the time will come when my own grandson will wonder why I went away. Maybe we're not meant to understand till we meet up in the promised land. God only cries for the living, 'cause it's a living that are left to carry on. And all the angels up in heaven, they're not breathing, 'cause they're gone. There's a smile on their faces, 'cause they're in a better place than, oh, they've ever known. God only cries for the living, 'cause it's the living that are so far from home.
Got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours. Like I'm happier now, but all of my friends know that ain't the truth. And lately life's been good to me. Mama's healthy and I'm helping out the whole family. A lot of people know my name, I made a little change. That don't mean nothing, 'cause now I'm in this cold bright light.
Zimmerman at WRCO and Religiously. Bailey had a big year in 2024 as well. Moving and grooving toward 11 o'clock and our update on news from ABC. And then we'll prepare for the weekend. Packers, Bears. My wife's the Bears fan. And it's a little chilly in Sextonville as well these days. But I'll get by. Don't feel bad for me. Taking us toward 11 o'clock, this is Hunter Lott.
My mama, that you had a heart of gold. I was weak and searching for a miracle. Then you opened my soul and decided to just close the door. But I should have known that you were gonna drive me crazy. Have my thoughts saying maybe she loves me, but why am I in so much pain? I look over my shoulder 'cause you're getting bolder. I'm never gonna be safe. Girl, I think that it's time to tell you I know you lied. I've heard your secrets that your ego just would not let you keep. Baby, you were the dice, and now that I'm doing fine, you text me, call me, and DMing me while I'm trying to sleep. You said that you were sorry, but you gotta know I made up my mind a long time ago. I'm happier now, so I'll keep my stance and then I'll do my dance. Baby, you had your chance. Baby, you left me crying and all alone. I felt like I was dying in that bitter cold. We had something special that I had never seen before. I should have known that you were gonna drive me crazy. Have my thoughts saying maybe she loves me, but why am I in so much pain? I know I'm not insane and my memory's hazy, but I'm no longer
tell you, I know you lied. I've heard your secrets that your ego just would not let you keep. Baby, you were the dice, and now that I'm doing fine, you text me, call me, and DMing me while I'm trying to sleep. You said that you were sorry, but you gotta know I made up my mind a long time ago. I'm happier now, and so I'll keep my stance, and then I'll do my dance. Baby, you had your chance. Maybe you had your chance.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House's President Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden will visit New Orleans Monday to meet with officials on the ground and grieve with families that were impacted by the New Year's terror attack that left 14 people dead. There's scrutiny on New Orleans city officials for not having stronger barricades in place, and ABC's Chief Justice correspondent Pierre Thomas says
the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security sent out a bulletin to 18,000 law enforcement agencies, basically out of an abundance of caution, telling them be on the lookout for copycats. They're very concerned that people will be motivated.